entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some sites are back up and some users are still reporting site and app outages after Amazon Web Services crashed overnight due to a problem in a data center in Northern Virginia. They're working on it. At first, French officials said the Louvre would reopen today, but it remains closed as the investigation goes on into the brazen robbery. Several people disguised as construction workers broke into the museum Sunday, making off with centuries-old jewels.
The thieves look to have dropped a blowtorch, the power tools they used to get in gloves. Forensics experts are going to be poring over those items to find any clues to make sure they find these items before they disappear forever.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump doubling down on his threat to cut off U.S. aid to Colombia after the president there, Gustavo Petro, accused the U.S. of murdering innocent fishermen in the Caribbean. The White House says it was targeting drug dealers. 7 million people showing up nationwide this weekend for No Kings rallies and marches against the Trump administration. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your children peanut products very early in life helps reduce peanut allergies later.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergenic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
That's ABC's Maggie Rooley. Egg allergies have now become the most common food-related allergy. Peanut and milk allergies have become more rare. The horror sequel Black Phone 2 topped the box office charts over the weekend, $26.5 million in ticket sales. AAA predicts next year will be a record year for cruise travel, with nearly 22 million Americans going on some sort of cruise. The most popular destination is the Caribbean. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. Breezy with some showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 63. For tonight, showers likely mainly in the early evening, a low near 41. On Tuesday, some showers redevelop. Breezy and raw with a high of only 47. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Currently, it's 39.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Thousands of Wisconsinites took part in the No Kings protests on Saturday. Those took part across the entire state of Wisconsin. The crowd at Milwaukee's Cathedral Square Park estimated at 16,000 people, with 15,000 at Madison's Capitol Square, hundreds more in communities across the state. It may have been the largest protest ever against a U.S. president. Wisconsin Consumer Protection monitoring online app stores after a fake copy of the Wisconsin Food Share app showed up. Administrator Michelle Reinen says they were alerted by the Department of Health Services.
Scammers recently launched a fake version of the Wisconsin Food Share mobile app called EBT Edge. And that fraudulently charges users $4.99 per week or $60 for the lifetime access.
If you encountered the fake app or paid the scammers, contact Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Pepin County Land Conservation is holding their annual tree sale for landowners. Pepin County Land Conservation Director Jessica McMahon says land conservation has a variety of native trees available for sale.
They're kind of shovel-ready trees, so usually they're 1 to 3 year, just depending on the species. We have cranberry, plum, all kinds of pines, maples, oaks, spruce, kind of whatever you're looking for. They do come in bundles of 25, so one bundle is 25 trees.
The trees will be delivered next spring. For more information, call or visit Pepin County Land Conservation. The city of Eau Claire is changing its policy as it relates to social media engagement. The city opted to disable comments on posts it publishes to its social media channels. This means those messages will be read-only. A spokesperson for the city says they don't want to make this change, but comments have become increasingly abusive, profane, and threatening, with attacks aimed at staff and public officials, as well as residents, including crime victims, suspects, and family members. The comment sections have also been used to promote scams and identity theft. The Food and Drug Administration has announced a Wisconsin-based company is voluntarily recalling specific lots of freeze-dried pet treats sold under 4 brand names in 3 states due to possible salmonella contamination. Food Dynamics expanded a recall for certain lots of Raw Dog Bakery, Bell Pepper Cats, Canoe Pets, and What's in the Bowl brand treats. The recall was initiated after routine sampling by FDA found the presence of the bacteria. The recalled products were shipped to retailers here in Wisconsin. The company says a total of 8 packages were distributed to consumers. So far, no adverse health effects have been reported. Officials are urging parents to vaccinate their kids after a measles case was confirmed in Olmsted County. Olmsted County Health Services announced Friday that the child recently traveled internationally and was unvaccinated. The child is reported to be less than 5 years old. County Health Services is working with the Minnesota Department of Health to contact those who were exposed. According to MDH, 20 cases of measles have been reported in Minnesota this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A bill looking to ban license plate flippers has passed the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly. Flippers are commonly used to conceal plate numbers that may be sought by law enforcement. If the bill is signed by the governor, anyone using or selling the devices could be fined up to $1,000 or face 90 days in prison or both. The bill was authorized by Senator Van Wangard and Representative Bob Donovan. Former Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler will not run for the 2026 governor's race. Wickler announced last week he will instead support the Democratic nominee. He called the upcoming gubernatorial race, quote, a once-in-a-generation opportunity, unquote, to reshape state politics. Wickler says he plans to prioritize time with his family. The Democratic field includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. A year-long investigation by the Cap Times of Madison found DPI investigated more than 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors toward students. The paper used DPI's own internal records and discovered that at least 44% of 461 teaching license investigations during that period involved such allegations, and that 227 educators investigated for various types of misconduct either voluntarily surrendered their license or had it revoked. A DPI spokesman told the Cap Times that the Wisconsin legislature has failed to adequately fund the agency, which has one full-time and one part-time investigator to handle more than 100 investigations each year. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Vost accused DPI of, quote, falsely blaming the legislature for underfunding, unquote, and said the lack of transparency is shocking and alarming. Wisconsin ends the budget year with more money than expected again. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state government will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion, about $270 million more than expected. The state budget brought in over $22 billion in taxes. That was up 5% from last year. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is highlighting how the federal government shutdown is impacting Wisconsin workers. DWD Secretary Amy Pershak says DWD isn't able to release monthly job data, which helps organizations make crucial financial decisions. Pershak says there's about 8,000 federal workers in Wisconsin. They could also be impacted if the Trump administration decides not to give them back pay. Finally, she says the certain migrant work visas aren't being processed. That will impact the agriculture industry if the shutdown lasts too long. On Friday, it marked the 17th day of the federal government shutdown. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Packers win on the road for the first time this season, knocking off Arizona 27-23 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Playing with a calf strain, Josh Jacobs scored a pair of touchdowns, including the game winner with a minute 50 to play to seal the win. It's the third straight game with two or more touchdowns for Jacobs.
I mean, it's always fun to win. You know, it's always fun to win. I can't take all the full, you know, credit. The guys up front, man, they've been playing great, man. They've been getting better each and every week. You know, the receivers are coming down, you know, blocking out safety and stuff, making my job easy. So I can't take the full credit for that, man. I'm just in a really great situation.
Micah Parsons had three of the Packers' six quarterback sacks as Green Bay improves to 4-1-1. Good for first place in the NFC North. It's the first three-sack game of Parsons' career.
For me, I don't rush for the plan. I just rush to go. Like I told you, I just know go, and I just know full speed, and I don't really say this is what I'm going to do. I just kind of attack him how he attacks me, and I just was attacking today. And like I said, the coverage was a huge aspect. We got them to hold the ball a little bit longer, and we had some great success.
Packers take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Elsewhere in the North, the Bears won their fourth in a row, 26-14 over the Saints. Vikings lost 28-22 to the Eagles. Week 7 wraps up tonight. Tampa Bay's at Detroit, Houston at Seattle. The American League Championship Series will have a Game 7 tonight with Toronto hosting Seattle. Blue Jays stayed alive in the series with a 6-2 victory last night. The football Badgers dropped their fifth in a row, 37-0 to number one ranked Ohio State at Camp Randall on Saturday. Badgers at Oregon against the Ducks this Saturday. Ninth-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team dropped a four-set match to number 23 USC yesterday at the UW Fieldhouse. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So my sandwich shop was opening in a week and I needed signage.
A week is plenty of time to panic.
I went to Staples. They printed banners, posters, and flyers to promote my grand opening.
All in time for your grand closing.
Nope, I had it same day. I even got $125 off my order.
Holy onions. For all your business printing, Staples.
That was easy.
Now save up to $125 on custom print orders. In-store and online, same day if ordered by 12 p.m. Ends 11-1, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Minnesota Vikings fell to the bottom of the NFC North with a 28-22 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium. Minnesota surrendered a touchdown to give the Eagles a two-possession lead with 6.5 minutes left in regulation and couldn't stop Philadelphia on the final drive. Carson Wentz had a pick six in the game and finished with 313 yards and two interceptions. The Vikings are now 3-3. They take on the Chargers Thursday. The Minnesota Wild are on a three-game losing streak following a 2-1 overtime loss to Philadelphia. Philadelphia's Noah Cates knocked in the game winner in the third minute of the extra frame. Minnesota's now in last place in the Central Division. The Wild will visit the Rangers tonight. The Minnesota Golden Gophers suffocated Nebraska's offense during a 24-6 win from Huntington Bank Stadium. The Gophers held a one-point lead at halftime before outscoring the Cornhuskers 17-10 the rest of the way. Minnesota had 9 sacks in the victory and allowed just 213 yards. The Gophers are now 3-1 in Big Ten play. They visit Iowa on Saturday. The WIAA released the brackets for the high school football playoffs over the weekend. And Durand, Arkansas in Division 5 will be traveling to River Valley. We'll have that game for you on Friday from River Valley. Meanwhile, Prescott will be at Northwestern in Division 5. In Division 6, Mondovi is hosting Abbotsford. In Division 7, Pepinelma will travel to Turtle Lake. Glenwood City is at Spring Valley. Cochran Fountain City is at Assumption. And in Division 4, Ellsworth will be at Osceola.
Briscoe wins a thriller in Talladega. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Race.
racing fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's back here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Chase Briscoe captured his fifth career NASCAR Cup Series victory and third win of the season in yesterday's Yellowwood 500 at the Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. His first at the 2.66-mile Super Speedway, sending him and his Joe Gibbs Racing team into the Championship Four in 2 weeks in Phoenix.
Can't thank Ty Gibbs enough. Just an incredible teammate there at the end. And, you know, honestly, it was just so selfless. You know, he could have easily tried to make a move to win the race. And, you know, he pushed me to the win. So, yeah, just an unbelievable day.
Behind Briscoe at the finish was Todd Gilliland in second, Ty Gibbs third, Bubba Wallace fourth, and Cole Custer completed the top five. Several playoff drivers found themselves in trouble, including Chase Elliott, who was caught up in the first crash of the day on lap 52 and finished 40th. His teammate, William Byron, spun on the final lap, coming to the checkered flag, finishing 25th. Both Elliott and Byron are below the cut line, heading to the Martinsville Speedway this weekend, joining Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney in the bottom four. Behind Bell and Briscoe above the cut line, Christopher Bell by 37 points and Kyle Larson by 36. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is proposing a new total allowable catch on Lake Michigan and Green Bay for lake whitefish. The agency is hosting a virtual public meeting on the topic on Wednesday, October 29th. I'll tell you how you can chime in on this proposal affecting a popular sport fish when we return. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR is holding a virtual public meeting to get feedback on proposed new total allowable catch limits for lake whitefish in Lake Michigan and Green Bay for the 2026 fishing season. The effort is part of the DNR's ongoing work to manage Wisconsin's valuable lake whitefish population, which provides an incredible recreational sport fishery. The meeting is set for Wednesday, October 29th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Citizens can join through Microsoft Teams or listen in by phone. DNR staff will present updates and explain the science behind the new catch proposal. So if you can, join by computer so you can follow along virtually. To learn more, review past meeting materials, or find details on how to join the virtual meeting, visit the DNR's Lake Michigan Whitefish Management webpage, or check the meetings and hearings calendars on the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Becoming cloudy throughout the afternoon. We'll have a 90% chance of showers. Highs, low 60s. South winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower. Partly cloudy late, those low 40s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers. Highs, mid 40s. For Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs near 50. Currently across the region, we do have some sunshine. Pepin, Lake City, Wabasha, and Nelson at 46. Mondovi, 41. O'Galley, 40. Plum City, 45. Here at WRDN, we have some of that sunshine, 43, with Kit Moore and Something About a Truck. It's 826.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign. A time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt. So what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice. And something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy a mess. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. On that drop tailgate back behind the corn. It's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees.
Skin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way.
Area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRTN.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most.
Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress spin. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again.
Bottle rockets in the sky. Dark.
sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out. The best that I can.
Bottle rockets in the sky.
The best that I can.
Bare feet in the sand.
Oh, the best that I can.
Bonfire in her eyes.
I wanna love you. The best that I can.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Scotty McCreary and Bottle Rockets, 837. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that Durand Improvement Group's 8th annual Trunk or Treat is coming up on Saturday. Now it's going to be a full day of activities as everything kicks off on Saturday at noon. From noon to 3 with a Halloween party. That'll be held at Memorial Park. Then Trunk or Treat from 3 to 5 p.m. in downtown Durand. Just visit Durand Improvement Group's Facebook page for more information. Let's run down birthdays for today, for this October 20th. Former actress Dolores Hart is 87. She was in the movies Where the Boys Are and also Lonely Hearts. She left Hollywood in 1963 to become a nun. Emmy Award-winning actress Maline Mayron is 73. She won the Emmy for her work on the show 30-something. Actor Viggo Mortensen is 67. He's been in the Lord of the Ring movies. Writer and commentator Michelle Malkin is 55 today. Voice actress Rachel House is 54. She's known for her roles in Whale Rider, Boy, and also Mona. Celebrating a birthday today, South African model Candice Swanepoel is 37. She's best known for her work with Victoria's Secret. Also, WNBA guard Paige Bueckers is 24. She was selected with the first overall pick in the 2025 WNBA draft out of Utah. She was selected by the Dallas Wings. Born on this date, composer Charles Ives, born in the state in 1874. Legendary film actor Bela Lugosi, born in the state in 1982. Of course, he was in Dracula and The Wolfman, the original movies. Physicist Sir James Chadwick, born in the state in 1891. He discovered the neutron and later worked on the Manhattan Project. Country Music Hall of Famer Grandpa Jones, born in the state in 1913. He's best known for his work on Hee Haw and at the Grand Ole Opry. A newspaper columnist and author Art Buchwald, born in the state in 1925. Baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle, born in the state in 1931. Pro Football Hall of Famer Roosevelt Brown, born in this state in 1932. This actor was best known for playing the role of Father Mulcahy on MASH, William Christopher, born in the state in 1932. Tony Award-winning actor Jerry Orbach, born in the state in 1935. He won a Tony for his performance in Promises, Promises. He was also in the TV shows Law and Order and also the movie Dirty Dancing. What baby wants, baby gets, right? This actor is best known for the role of playing Wilson, the neighbor that you never saw his face in Home Improvement, Earl Hyndman, born in the state in 1942. Celebrating a birthday from yesterday, Kelly Johnson, happy birthday. And also celebrating a birthday today, Bo DeLong. And so their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch. Use that Dairy Queen app. When you use that app, you can earn rewards points. Redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse. Highway 85, Durand, the holidays just around the corner. Start thinking about maybe that holiday ham or holiday prime rib from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles, too. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Calling all fall fanatics. Pumpkin. Toffee. Maple. The new DQ Fall Treat Menu has arrived for just a limited time. Get the ultimate spoonful with our fall favorite pumpkin pie blizzard treat made with real pumpkin pie pieces. Or try our new caramel toffee cookie blizzard treat, a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. So go fall in and savor the season with the irresistible Fall Treat Menu. Get it delivered in the app.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Forecast for today, sunshine early, then increasing clouds with a 90% chance of rain this afternoon. Highs low 60, south winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy early with a chance of showers, then partly cloudy late, lows low 40s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers, highs mid-40s, and for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 50. Currently across the region, plenty of sunshine. Pepin, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson, 46. Plum City, 45. Mondovi, 41. Ogalley, 40. Here at WRDN 43 with Toby Keith.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. Neighbors still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me. Don't get me wrong.
talking again. My friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like, I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was over.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Morgan Wallen and I Got Better. It's 8 to 53 and this reminder, the City of Mondovi's bulk item pickup day is this Friday in the City of Mondovi. Now it's a max of 2 items per residence. For more information, call Mondovi City Hall for that. Well, Grandma always told you, wash your hands. Wash your hands all the time. And health experts are emphasizing Grandma's suggestion to prevent illnesses from being spread as we enter cold and flu season. Yep, regularly washing your hands can reduce the spread of germs. Now, doctors at the Cleveland Clinic says that after a cough, sneeze, obviously using the bathroom and handling food, taking out the garbage as well, well, you know, you got to wash your hands. And you got to wash your hands for 20 seconds, they suggest. So, yep, Grandma's advice was very good advice. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fairweather.
And I'm Carrie Scott. With Thrivent, we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others.
Faith is what fuels us. Does it fuel you too? Contact us at 715-672-5458.
That's 715-672-5458.
Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule an appointment today.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would it leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. If your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection on the drivetrain, AC, and more. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call 800-298-9302. 800-298-9302.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Is dark.